sir.
Hello. Hi, Eric. I called a little while ago. Basically,
perfect timing too. I just left.
Just had a few questions. Okay, so I got a permit to have a water main brought to my house, and the Viola Water people already installed everything except for the meter itself. So inside my fence, I have like 4 feet in the ground. I have a blue hose sticking out. And at some point in time, you're going to come over and look at some stuff and give me a magic sticker that says, okay, Viola, put the water meter in. So what I want to know is, what all do you want in place to get that magic sticker?
Did you run an 18-gauge blue tracer wire?
A what?
An 18-gauge blue tracer wire or thicker.
I don't know what you're talking about. All I know is I have a blue plastic hose sticking out of the ground that's 4 feet. You know, I dug a hole, big hole on the...
Yeah. You're talking your PE pipe is sticking up out of the ground.
Right.
But you need to run a tracer wire with that water line that can stay under the ground at the meter and have to come up outside your foundation at the house.
Okay, so the Viola people needed to put a tracer wire in there, and if they don't, they need to dig it back up again?
Who ran the water line?
Viola.
I thought you said you had the permit.
I got a permit, and then they looked at their permit, and they said, okay, and then they dug, they spent 2 days and dug and put in tapped in a water line. Everything except for the water meter itself, and the only thing I've got on inside my property to show for it is the blue hose. That's it.
The blue hose. I'm not sure what you're talking about.
The blue.
You want to the blue PE pipe.
Yes.
So, are you usually around during a weekday?
Yeah, I can meet you anytime. Anytime, just yeah.
Well, why don't you, since you already have a permit, why don't you call it in for a conference and I'll come out there and explain to you what I'm talking about.
Okay, and it's called a 18 gauge tracer wire?
Yes.
And that's something that the Viola people probably installed? It's buried, yes.
It's not supposed to be.
Well, no. Yeah, it's all... The water line coming... Their side of it is buried.
Oh, okay. But your side's not.
My side, the only thing I've got is a big 4-foot hole and then and about 1 foot of plastic PE pipe sticking out of it.
Oh, they're meter leg. What you have sticking out. So then you still need to run your water line?
Yeah, so I just, so in order...
I follow you now.
Okay, so what my plan is to like, so right now the house is on a well. And I just want to like put it on city water. And so I just want to know what you want in place to like say, okay, we're good.
Okay. Water line, obviously.
Yes.
The water line needs to be on test, which can either be working pressure, which means you can just turn the water in, or a 50 PSI test on it.
Oh, okay. So they actually need to give me a water meter in the first place in order to do this, right?
Yes, because the water line needs to be hooked up. And your well needs to be disconnected.
Absolutely.
Before I can test that.
Okay, so what you want in place is, okay, so I'm in the middle of digging a 4-foot trench from, you know, where the hose is at their neck, right at the edge of my property into my house.
Uh-huh.
And then underneath the house is the hose will continue and stop at a valve. And
uh-huh.
Is that about all you need?
I guess
Okay, so the tracer wire is just a 18 gauge wire that I just run along the side of the hose?
Yep, it's a minimum of a blue 18 gauge wire.
Okay, because when I dug up my hose, I didn't see any wire. Was there supposed to...
Probably back when they originally did your water line, that probably was not in the code at the time.
Well, they did the water line a month ago.
Well, you're talking Viola.
Yeah, Viola came over and dug and connected a water line from their main to this.
And just dug their leg out.
Yeah, there's right outside of my property. I got a brand new, like, you know, one of those black plastic lids where you open it up and you see a hole. Where a meter is supposed to go.
Once again, you still need to run your water line. It needs to be hooked up at the meter. It needs to be on test, and you have to have that tracer wire.
Okay.
And that's how you get past.
Okay, so if they forgot the tracer wire, they need to dig it back up again?
Only on your property does the tracer wire need to be.
Oh, okay, so the wire is just standalone, just piece of wire that's blue 18 gauge wire that's just standing, that follows the hose where underneath my house and stops at my valve.
It doesn't go underneath your house. It's gonna come up out of the ground outside your foundation.
Oh, okay. So let me get this straight. One end of the wire is going to be about where the blue plastic pipe is right now, and
that part can be down in the ground.
Yeah. Okay. That part, I'm going to just tie one end around. One end of this 18 gauge wire, I'm going to tie or loop it around the hose that I or the plastic pipe. And then it follows, it is parallel and right next to the hose down the trench. Then when I get to the foundation of my house, it just goes uphill and it's outside of the foundation and there's a wire sticking out of the ground.
Blue. Just spoke up like 6 inches or so.
Okay, so when you come out.
If they ever need to replace that, then they can put their deal on there and they can locate it on the ground.
Okay, so what you're going to see when you come over is I'm going to connect I'm going to buy some blue plastic pipe, just kind of like the same that they used.
Yeah, it's called PE pipe, polyethylene.
PE pipe, okay, and I believe it's 1 inch, I don't know. And then I have like a connector. I guess the only way to connect that to their thing is through this sort of like barbed connector.
Yep, a barb connector with two hose clamps on each side, and then the nuts on the hose clamps need to be 180 degrees from each other.
Oh, okay, that's kind of weird, but that's cool. All right, I could do that, and that I can.
Yeah, okay.
Those I can get at Home Depot.
Yes, and you can get the tracer wire at Home Depot. You should be able to get. I don't know if they sell PE pipe, but I would imagine they do.
Okay. And then
it's a minimum of 160 PSI pipe.
Hold it. Let me just write that down.
Most people are putting in the 250 PSI pipe.
Okay, 160 PSI PE pipe. Okay,
and like you said, most people are using the 250, and the stuff's not very expensive at all.
Okay, cool. Okay, so I'm going to have like the PE pipe connected to the thing that they get, the little foot long thing that's in the ground. It goes along the 4 foot trench, which I'm going to leave uncovered until you see it, and then it will go under the house and into the crawl space where I'll just put a valve on the end of it and close the valve. And then And then Viola needs to put the water meter in before you inspect it. Almost sounds like chicken and the egg, but they need to put the water meter in place and power that up, or at least pressure it up to, and then you come back. Okay, so it
was well disconnected from your possible water.
Okay, so going downhill from the valve underneath the house is just gonna, I'm gonna just run a standard single blue PEX, and it's gonna go to this water closet, which is like it's where the well is, or the well is right now, but it's also where my water heater is. So that's, so the line's going to go there and then tie into my house plumbing system.
Yes.
And so all you need to do is you need to look down the trench and see my blue wires there and the pipes there. And then you want to see a picture of my valve underneath the crawl space.
Yes. Well disconnected from your potable water.
Oh yeah, yeah. The only thing that's going to be connected, the well is going to be connected to, is my sprinkler valves. That's it. It's going to be disconnected from the house.
And that's wonderful.
And that's all you need to look at.
Yes.
Okay. Now
and you're only doing a water line replacement, so if that's all you're doing, that's all I'm going to see.
Okay. So Viola, they don't need a permit from you to put the meter in.
No. Viola's not on the property, so anything on the property requires a permit. Viola's their own entity.
Okay, so how do I do a pressure test if I don't have the meter hooked up?
I'm not going to pass you till the meter is hooked up.
So the meter.
See that connection.
Oh, they need to install the meter first, before you give me this the passing grade or the sticker, and then
that's the only way. Yeah, that's the only way you're gonna get past that.
And then how do you?
I can do some partials for you if you want.
Yeah.
I can look and say, well, if you don't have any connections or anything like that in the ground, I can give you an okay to cover, except that the meter. I can work with that part.
Okay. So I will go ahead and call Viola and ask them to put in a meter so that, and then also once the meter is in place, how do I show you that it'll hold the pressure?
Oh, I can just look down at the meter pit and see that the meter's turned
on. Oh, and that's good enough for you? The meter's on and
working pressure.
Okay, so once you come over and you see the meter turned on, then you're cool.
If everything looks good, then I'm cool.
Okay, so I will go ahead and call Viola or talk to them and say, hey, before I get the permit, then you need to put the water meter in. So first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and do all my plumbing work. Okay, just like what we talked about, where it's all tied into the house and everything, okay, and the well is disconnected, okay, and then leave it, the trench open so you can inspect it, and then call Viola, tell them to hook up the meter, and fire it up.
Well, I just tell them you need a meter set so you can test the water line.
Yeah, meter set, and then they put in a meter, they turn it on so that I could test the water line, and then once that's done, then
you call me out.
Okay, and until then, now the number that I'm dialing, 208-794-7913, is that a text number? Okay, so maybe I can like text you pictures of my progress so you can say, oh, no, you're not doing it right. Huh?
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
Cool. All right. Okay, so I will start doing that. So basically my work path or my workflow right now is to first go ahead and plumb all the in what we talked about. And then once that's done, I call Viello, say, okay, put in a meter and give me some pressure.
You should be able to call for a meter. Well, yeah, you probably want to have everything hooked up and then call, because otherwise then you're paying Viola for having a meter and not using it.
Yeah. Okay. So they owe me a meter then. Okay, before you inspect it.
And they'll get you. And my understanding is, as soon as you accept the billing, they'll install your meter. That's my understanding.
Oh,
I don't work for Viola.
Oh, well. They did it all for free.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it worked out really good because I've had well for like 6 years or 7 years, and I was expecting like, you know, $10,000 to get this done, but then they say, oh, we can do it for free.
Yeah, and I would, you know, you might want to call Viola and say, hey, I was talking to my plumbing inspector. I'm going to have to have my water line tested, and he wants to see the connection at the meter. What will it take for me to get a meter?
Yeah, okay. And then it's all right. I can give them your name and number?
Sure.
Okay, cool. I can't think of anything else. I'll just start working then. All right.
All right. You have fun with that.
Okay, I will. I'll have lots of fun. All right. Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks for everything.
The ground's going to be pretty frozen. Yes.
Oh, no, it's not that bad. It's not horrible, and it's getting better. So.
Oh, wow.
The.
I figured it'd be frozen.
Oh, no. When we started digging, I started digging. They finished over a month ago, and I attempted to dig a few times, and I said, oh, hell with that, because my pickaxe wasn't getting more than a half inch into the ground, and then right before we had the snow, about 3 days before we had the snow, I started digging. It was soft, and I said, hey, this is giving away, so... And I got it all done right before the night of the snow. So it worked out really
well. And I was going to say, you already have your trench done.
Well, no, not yet. We haven't done the trench that goes to the house yet. That's what we're going to work on now.
You keep saying 48 inches, and if you want to do 48, that's fine. But minimum depth for a water line is 42 inches.
Okay, I'm just, for shits and giggles, I'm going to do 48 anyways, just in case.
There you go.
All right. Okay, can't think of anything else. I will just keep you on the loop and send you pictures of my progress, and then you can say, yeah, that's good, you're doing right, or you're going wrong, or whatever. Okay.
All right, great.
Hey, thanks a lot.
All right.
All right, thanks.